Blog Talk Radio.
Today's birthdays on the 23rd of May. The guy who developed taxonomy, the naming of plants, botany, a guy named Linnaeus was born, who's the father of taxonomy, I guess it's a Swedish name. In 1824, Ambrose Everett Burnside, now he's the Civil War general, one of the generals that Lincoln appointed, hoping to quickly end the American Civil War. Commander of the Union armies. He was famed for these mutton chops on his cheeks, so that, where you get these big mutton chops beard. But he was replaced, as were several of the first generals that Lincoln appointed until he got Grant. The great German military strategist, Helmut von Moltke. He was the guy who had the theory of the left flank when they knew they were going to fight the French again, and they strengthened. The theory was to strengthen the right flank, excuse me. And what would happen was the last soldier on the line, when they swept from Germany through Belgium and into France, he would brush the channel with his sleeve. Well, his son altered that, and of course that. Didn't provide Germany with a quick victory, which lasted for 4 years in the trenches and bled everybody to death and led to World War II. Great American actor, everybody thought he was English, Douglas Fairbanks Sr. was born in Denver, Colorado. His son was Jr., and he served in World War II. Another actor, Herbert Marshall, great voice, he was born in England today. Frank Mahieu, another actor, born today. Artie Shaw was actually Russian, probably Russian-Jewish. It was Arshansky, and a lot of media people, a lot of Jewish people, or Jewish heritage, because a lot of them didn't practice, at least the ones I know, had their names anglicized their name or shortened. So Artie Shaw was actually Artie Sharosky. The great Spanish pianist who just recently died, she had a crippled leg, Alicia De La Rosa, wasn't born in Spain. She was born in Copenhagen, Denmark. Among the deaths today, this guy was hanged for piracy and murder. Captain Kidd was hanged in England. He was finally captured. The great Italian, I guess you would call him a philosopher, theologian, who challenged some of the teachings at the time, Savonarola, was tortured and executed. In 1881, one of my ancestors, Kit Carson, died today. 1934, Bonnie and Clyde, or Bonnie and Clud, were shot in a ambush. They were both killed. A great movie with Warren Beatty. And I forgot the lady. Shame on me. John D. Rockefeller died at 97. This is another guy with a great media voice. He was a correspondent for CBS when that was really a great network. David Schoenberg died in Paris, 76 years old. Another great actor, Sterling Hayden. He lived on a houseboat in Sausalito. He was in a lot of great films, and one of his best was The Killing, about a racetrack robbery which went awry. Everybody was killing everybody else off, and Sterling Hayden was about to get away with the loot, and there was an accident on the tarmac, and you'll have to see the movie to see the surprise ending. And then Rocky Graziano, one of the great boxing champions, died on this day. Among the events on this day are quite a few. Joan of Arc was captured by the Burgundians and sold to the English, and she was tried as a witch and burned at the stake. In 1533, Henry VIII declared that his marriage to Catherine of Aragon, his first wife, a Catholic marriage. He declared that marriage null and void because the Pope would not give him divorce because he felt that he wanted to marry Anne Boleyn, who he later divorced and had her head chopped off. She was the mother of Queen Elizabeth I. Now, this is one of the things that people don't know about the Inquisition. In 1536, this is before the Spanish, Portuguese Inquisition was started, and it was one of the worst and was one of the last to be shut down. And there's a famous movie, Goya's Ghost, which deals with the Spanish Inquisition, but the Inquisition initially was started by the Roman Catholic Church because of a heresy in France called the Albigensian heresy. It was to deal with theological heresy and to enforce orthodoxy in the Catholic Church. Well, what happened was the politicians of the time decided here is a weapon we can use to stifle political dissent, and so they teamed up with the Catholic Church to use the Inquisition to stifle political dissent and to have a firm control over their population. But it became notoriously known as the Spanish Inquisition when the Portuguese and other Catholic nations also had Inquisitions. Now, there was another tea party in 1774. There was one at Chestertown where tea was dumped in the harbor. 1785, Ben Franklin invented bifocals. In 1788, South Carolina was the eighth state to ratify the Constitution, and then when the Civil War came around, they were one of the first to announce that their relationship with the Union was null and void, and you get this argument about nullification, and they were the first state to secede from the Union. And this is interesting. In 1853, Buenos Aires, which is the most famous city in Argentina, seceded from gained its independence from what was known as Argentina at the time. 6 years later, they were reunited. I guess they couldn't survive on their own. They were reunited with Argentina. In 1861, Virginia voted 3-1 they voted for secession from the American Union. Jesse James in 1867 robbed, this was his first bank that he robbed in Richmond, Missouri. And on this date in 1873, the Canadian Northwest Mounted Police was started, and we have an interview with a Mountie, which we will play Friday. It's a rare interview, one of our rare ones. In 1898, after the during the Spanish-American War, which was a splendid little war, according to Teddy Roosevelt, the Philippine Expeditionary Troops, Americans, sailed to the Philippines. And a year later, in 1901, they captured Algonado, who was distantly related to my father. In 1900, Associated Press started in New York, and it has since been co-opted by the leftists, and a lot of news is censored or suppressed or distorted or even lied about. And then in 1903, Wisconsin became the first state to have direct primary election in the United States. In 1922, Walt Disney, who was, I believe, born in Chicago, his first company was not Disney Company. It was called Laugh-O-Gram Films. And then 1939, the Squalus, a U.S. submarine, sank, I think, in a New England harbor. And a guy named Mo Thompson, a Navy, he invented the bell to go down and rescue sailors from a sunken submarine. I think it was Mo Thompson. And then 1945 was the end of the World War II. Winston Churchill, they had an election, and Winston Churchill resigned because the Labourite Party, Clement Attlee, won the majority of seats in the British Parliament. And Winston Churchill remarked about Clement Attlee as a sheep among sheep. And then the 1958, we had the communist Chinese leader Mao Zedong, who was actually a Chinese aristocrat. He started his Great Leap Forward, and which in reality became the Great Leap Backwards. And in 1977, the Supreme Court of the United States, a short abbreviation SCOTUS, refused to grant a hearing to the convicted Watergate perpetrators who were convicted in John Sirica's court, federal judge. And this is interesting. 1983, Radio Moscow commentator Vladimir Dutchov praised the Afghan Muslims for resisting, the Russian invasion. I happen to meet a Russian government official. I'll put up that letter he sent to me because I asked him some questions about dog Afghan hounds in Russia. It took 2 years for him. I guess they checked me out with the KGB. And so he was bounced from off the air. He was taken off the air off Radio Moscow. I also have an interview with one of the commentators on Radio Moscow, a woman who married an Australian, and that's how I met her. And this is interesting on the religious front. France considered Canada as an icebox, and hardly anybody wanted to go there except the Huguenots. Well, they decided, the French government, monarchy, decided that only Catholics would be allowed permanent residence, and that's why Quebec, even today, is still overwhelmingly predominantly Catholic, probably in name. A lot of them do not practice. And Huguenots were denied permanent residency. Now, here's a scandal that's just breaking out. It's not. You won't see it in the New York Times or in the San Francisco Chronicle. The gay agenda in the California courts has started again. They want all the judges to announce what their sexual preference is, that this is going to be a requirement. It's none of their damn business as long as these judges who are appointed are competent, they follow the law, they don't rewrite the law or flout it. But this is nobody's business as long as these judges don't bring their sexual preference, whatever it is, into their decision-making while they're on the bench or place ads in male prostitution publications like Kevin Ryan did, and then allow these people to come into the courtroom to openly lobby jurors in the Stephen Neri U.S. Navy sailor case. And we have the documentation, and I personally witnessed that at the request of the U.S. Navy, asked me to look at that trial. There's another thing that's coming up, and we'll talk about it Friday, where it's just been discovered that an employee of the California court system, San Francisco branch, apparently forged jury summons documents for his father to get out of jury duty twice a year, at least twice a year, which is illegal, first of all, for forging the documents. And not only that, you can only be called in California, you can only be called once a year for jury duty. Well, what happened was this guy, his father was had a job 30 years as a Teamster, a well-paid job, and he would go on vacation to the South Pacific. And finally, this had been going on for several years, and he had amassed about $50,000 illegally from the company that he worked for, and by chance somebody checked and said, hey, this guy was just called for jury duty, and he's within the year, and he's asking for released for jury duty again, and of course he'd be paid his full salary. Then they discovered that the whole thing was a fraud and the guy had been doing this, and he had a choice of resign or face prosecution. So there may be more of this. We don't know. We don't know if it extends to the federal courts, but we'll get into that more Friday. I just got that information. Now, in case you're wondering where this agenda of sexual preference in public life, or what I call crotch politics, the origin in our time comes from a friend of Hitler, a World War I veteran in the German Army, Captain Ernest Röhm. He was a National Socialist, and he was a pedophile. And he said Hitler was too conservative, and Hitler had the outrages of the army that Rome had built up. There were 300,000 of these SA types. I can never pronounce the name. It's such a long German name. And their orgies, their beating up people, extortion, all the things offended the conservative German military. And Himmler hated the SA because he saw them as a rival. And finally, enemies of Ernest Röhm went to Hitler and says, "It's us, him, Röhm, or us." And Hitler, being a consummate opportunist, selected the military and Himmler. And Himmler got a choice in June, and it was called the Night of the Long Knives, where they arrested all of the SA leaders who were having an orgy at a Bavarian lake and shot them. In a week of execution, blood all over the place and all over Germany. And then they used that Night of the Long Knives to arrest, torture, and murder political opponents and anybody they thought was a dissident in Nazi Germany. This was in 1934 in June. We'll get into that another day. Now, among the other, so this is where this gay agenda of open homosexuality in the military. Now, they were probably lesbians in the Nazi movement. They probably ran the concentration camps. You look at some of these women, you got to wonder these ain't Valkyries. These are dykes. And they torture people, horrible things they used to do to men, strip them and then tie a piece of meat around their groin and then set the dogs on them. It's just horrible. And you can imagine the horrible pain inflicted by these dogs who were tearing the meat off the man's groin and then tearing at his flesh. This went on in the concentration camps by these lesbians. Now, we have what I call the Harvey Milk myth. They want to name a ship in the U.S. Navy after Harvey Milk, who did serve honorably as far as we know. We haven't seen his DD-214. That's the discharge papers that the military uses when they discharge somebody from the military, or a person serves his time and then, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. And so the homosexuals and the San Francisco Board of Supervisors and the rest of the agenda want to name a U.S. Navy ship after Harvey Milk. And some of the critics were referring to this as the gay love boat. And it's not appropriate because Harvey Milk was a Jekyll and Hyde character. I knew him, had a fight with him, not a fist fight, but several arguments. And also there's an allegation, a credible allegation from people who knew Milk and Dan White. And Dan White and Harvey Milk worked together on the Board of Supervisors, or San Francisco City Council. They worked together on the dog crap issue here in San Francisco. And allegedly Harvey Milk sexually harassed Dan White. And we have an interview with Dan White that was done by David Fowler, who we believe was gay. He died in September of 2001. And it's an interesting interview because Dan White has been demonized by the gay, lesbian, NAMBLA politicians and propagandists here in California. There's always another side to the story when it comes to these type of cases. We shall also continue with our memorial to Dietrich Fischel. When I studied music, I did not. He came to our school, but I didn't. I came to the give a concert, but I unfortunately did not meet him. But I'm very familiar. When I worked at KLW and Western Public Radio, we accumulated in archives. Some of his recordings are in those public broadcasting archives. And again, so we don't know if Hillary Clinton is going to replace Joe Biden. This is going to be interesting. She may replace Obama, Mr. O. And, of course, there is the issue. I understand that the Hawaiian State Secretary of State has supposedly sent confirmation of Mr. O's birth in Hawaii. This was sent at the demand of the Arizona State Secretary of State and Sheriff Joe Arpaio. But there's two other issues here. There are several credible media people like Jack Cashel who suspect that the Obama's real father may have been Franklin Marshall, who was a pedophile communist and who also was involved with who took nude pictures of Obama's mother. That's the kind of character this commie was. Now, the other issue is that Obama's mother took Obama when he was a child, took him to Indonesia and married a guy named Sotelo and went to a madrasa. And so in order to go to madrasa, you had to become a Muslim if you weren't one. Also, his mother renounces citizenship for him in Indonesia. So that's the other issue that's part of this. It's not over. And, of course, there is the French director of French media in the United States, who I met, and we talked briefly on a case that I've been familiar with and have been working independently on, and that is the murder of Hugues de la Plaza. And this French journalist, I don't know if he worked for the Sûreté, the French Secret Service, or what. I was accused of working for the CIA, but I didn't. I wasn't working for them. I never worked for them when I was a journalist in Australia, New Zealand, and in Canada. But what happened was at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado, Nancy Pelosi allegedly forged or altered nomination documents. Also, Bill Richardson, who was half Hispanic, although he was born in Pomona, California. His father was part of that Massachusetts Richardson family, very famous family. Mother was Hispanic. Richardson said to the Latino contingent, I didn't cover this convention directly, I've covered two others, but I happened to catch this, that he announced, and it's the French picked it up on their TV, that Obama is an immigrant. He's one of us. And nobody's challenged Richardson on that statement and asked him, why did he say that? Was this BS or was it true or where did he get this information? And, of course, those idiots in the media, the useful idiots, are calling people who question Obama's where he was really born and who is, you know, what is his status? Was he a natural-born American citizen? We have these bimbos referring to people who question that as birthers. And we call them non-birthers. So, you know, throw it right back in their face. You don't have to take abuse from these clones. Well, anyway, we're going to also, since this is the week that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police was formed, I have an interview that I did with one of the Mounties, and it's interesting. We'll play that. And we'll end with our usual. We'll be back Friday. And then coming up on Monday, Memorial Day, we're putting together a special salute to our military men of the various countries. And there will be excerpts from the interviews that I have done along with appropriate music. So we'll end today with politics and poker, which is it's been a lot of politics lately. And, of course, now they're really poking at each other.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
you'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's your stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrade.
Madam!
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fajicinkovic, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
Well, there's some politicians who belong in jail, along with some of these lawyers. This is Peter Paul Brazola. We'll be back Friday, and also preparing for our special Memorial Day salute to military personnel who lived and emigrated to the United States, as well as our own military people. Good night.